Shalom to all. Today's office moment, Seyed Avchavches, and we are starting about the eighth line with the words Amar Rava. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Miriam Sar, Basar Yaakov Maisha, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And Lili Nishmas, Rechmil Mardechai, Ben Chaim, his Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now, the entire previous Amma discussed whether the Chiv to return an Aveda, a lost object, based off of Simonim, is Da'i Raisa or Drabanan. And Rava had concluded that it's Da'i Raisa, based off of the Pasuk, Vaya Imcha Adresha Chicha Esai, which is telling us that you need to be Dairish from him to seek and determine whether or not he's a Ramai, a trickster. And how do we do that? Through Simonim. In other words, he has to provide Simonim, proving that it's his. So now the Gemara tells us, Amar Rava says, Im Tim Tzolim Simonim Dai Raisa. If you want to say that Simonim Dai Raisa, I'm going to tell you the following. Now the Gemara interrupts and asks, Im Tim Tzolim Mar, if you want to say Simonim Dai Raisa, Hapashat Lai Simonim Dai Raisa. We had just said that Rava clarified that Simonim are Dai Raisa. So the Gemara answers, No Mishom Deikol Amar Kedishaninon. We could technically say, like we did before, and we had said in the previous Amud, that maybe the Pasuk's telling us that he has to be Dairishit with Edim, which means only if he brings Edim proving that it's his can get it back, and not if he brings Simonim. And since technically that could be refutation to what Rava had said, that's why Rava began his statement by saying, if you want to say a Simonim Dai Raisa, I'm going to tell you the following. Simonim is Simonim. Let's say we have two people, both bring Simonim that the item is theirs. Yoniach, it gets left because we don't know who to give it to. What about Simonim of Edim? One guy has Simonim, the other guy has Edim proving it's his, so you're not Slambalo Edim. We give it to the one who brought Edim because Edim are always stronger. Simonim is Simonim of Eid Echad. Let's say one guy has Simonim and the other guy has Simonim and an Eid Echad saying that it's his. Eid Echad command the lesser dummy, Vioniach. The Eid Echad is not relevant over here. It's as if he's not here. And we leave the object. What about Edim Rigav Edim Afila? One guy brings Edim that he was the one that wove it, and we're talking about a garment over here, obviously. And the other guy brought Edim that it fell from him. So Tanasla Edim Afila, we give it to the one who brought Edim that it fell from him. Darmina, because we say, Zvune Zavnum, Ena Shachrina Nafal, that the fellow who wove the garment sold it, and it fell from this other guy who has Edim that it fell from him. What about the following? Midas Arko Midas Rachbai. One guy identified its length, how long the garment is, and the other guy identified the width of the garment. So Tanasla Midas Arkai, we give it to the one who identified the length, to Midas Rachbai, because the width of the garment, Shura Kamashar Law, it can be estimated how wide it is, as its owner is wearing it, you can take a look and approximate how wide it is. However, Midas Arka, Lemishtar Law, the length is not able to be approximated because we're talking about a garment which is wrapped around the body, so you don't actually know how long it is, and therefore the fellow who says how long it is, it must be his. What about the following? Midas Arka, Midas Rachbai, Umidas Gamav. One guy identified the garment by how long and how wide it is, and the other guy identified it by Midas Gamav, which is like the Greek letter gamma, and that means he gave the combined number of how wide and long it is. You know, some Midas Arka, Rachbai, you give it to the one who gave the individual numbers of how long and wide it is, because that's obviously more specific simon. What about Midas Arka, Midas Rachbai, Midas Mishkalaisav? One guy gave the length and width of the garment, but the other guy gave the weight of the garment. You know, some Midas Mishkalaisav, you give it to the one who identified how much it weighs, because most people don't know how much their garments weigh, and if he's able to say how much it weighs, so we're going to give it to him. Now, what about the case of a get? Who emers simon a get? Be here, emers simon a get. He gives a simon of the get, and she, the woman, gives simon on the get. So, you know, some will give it to her. The Gemara has been my, what are we talking about? Even if I say Midas Arka Rachbai, that she said how long and wide the piece of paper is, maybe while he was holding on to it, she was able to see it and she was good with measurements, so she was able to say, oh, it's this long and this wide, so why should we give it to her? Al rather, what did she say? There's a hole in the get next to this letter, and so obviously she must have received the get in order to be able to say that, and that's why we're going to give it to her. What about the following? He gives the simonim of the string and she gives simonim of the string. You know, it's given to her. Ask more of a mai, what are we talking about? If you want to say that she gave the color of the string, it was white or it was red. Well, maybe while he was holding on to it, she saw what color the string was, and doesn't mean she actually received the get. Al rather, midas arkai, it must be that she gave the length of the string, and obviously the only way she would know that is if she received the get, untied the string, and then she was able to measure it, so obviously the get is hers. What about the following? He says that the get was in this container, and she says the get was in the container. Yinasa in lay, it's given to him. And my time, why is that? Because may the yada, she knows the chol mad is lay, whatever he has, he puts it in a chafisa, in a container, so her saying, oh, it was in a chafisa, is not a raya that she received the get. She knows that all of his stuff are in this chafisa, and that's why we're going to give it to him and not to her. Moving on to another Mishnah. Up until when does the finder of the item have to announce that he has this item? Does he have to continue announcing it forever and ever until someone comes? And the answer is, Akadei Shadu Ashkenov, until the neighbors know about it, and we're going to explain the Gemara what that means. Different Amir, that's Amir's opinion, or Rabbi Yehuda says, Shalosh Regalim, he has to announce it for three consecutive yom. Taivim, Achar Regal Achrin, after the last yom that he announces it, Shiva Yom, he has to wait another 7 days. Why is that? So that a person who heard his announcement has 3 days to go to his house, and another 3 days to come back, and announce for another day, I lost my object, these are the simonim, and then he'll be able to get it back. So our focus is on the beginning of the Mishnah first, where we said that according to Rav Meir, he has to announce it until the shechinim, the neighbors, know about it. And Tana Brisa says, shechinim aveda, the neighbors of the aveda. Now, my shechinim aveda, what does that mean, the neighbors of the aveda? Even if you want to say shechinim de baal aveda, that he has to announce it to the shechinim, to the neighbors of the one who owns the lost object, well, that doesn't make sense, because because if he knows who owns a lost object, why doesn't he just go and give it back to him? Why make this announcement to all the guy's neighbors? So Ella must be, we're talking about the neighbors of the place where he found the Aveda. So this guy came to Yerushalayim for Sukkot and he stayed in Sanhedrin and found an Aveda there. So he has to announce it enough in Sanhedrin so that everyone can know about it. And now go to the next opinion, Rabbi Huda Amar V'chulu. Rabbi Huda had said that he has to announce it for 3 Yomim Tovim, and after the last Yontif, he has to wait 7 days so the person who heard his announcement has 3 days to go back home, 3 days to come back, and 1 day to work on getting his Aveda. So you can ask, Ramin will ask you a stira. We have a Mishnah Maseches Tanis that says, B'shleshim Ar-Cheshvan Shanes HaGeshamim, on the 3rd of Cheshvan, we start asking for rain, meaning we start saying Saint Talmatar. Where's Rabbi Gamliel? Rabbi Gamliel says, B'zayin Bayi, on the 7th of Ar-Cheshvan, we start asking for rain. Tesvav Yom Acher Chag, 15 days after Sukkot, Kedei She'agi Acher Shabbat Yisrael on Har Pros, so the last person who came to Eretz Yisrael, meaning who was Oil Regal and came to Yerushalayim, has time to get to Nahar Pros, which is the furthest border of Eretz Yisrael, and wouldn't want it to rain while he's still on the way. So therefore, we give him 2 weeks to get to the furthest border before we start saying Saint Talmatar. So here we see that it takes 2 weeks to get from Yerushalayim to the furthest Yiddish dwelling in Eretz Yisrael, not 3 days there and 3 days back. So Rav Yosef answers, Loi Kasher is no problem, Kav Mikdash Rishon, Kav Mikdash Sheni. That Mishnah is talking about the first base of Mikdash. Our Mishnah is talking about the second base of Mikdash. But Mikdash Rishon, during the first base of Mikdash, then Vishi Yisrael Tuva, there were so many Yidden. Tichsev Behu, it says in the Pasuk, Yehud of Yisrael, Rabim Kachal Asher Al Yom L'Rav, the Yehud and Yisrael were so numerous, they were like the sands of the sea. Being in Kulei Hai, we need so much time to get to the furthest Yiddish dwelling because there were so many Yidden, they lived even a 2 week journey away from Yerushalayim. Whereas in Mikdash Sheni, by the second base of Mikdash, Lo Nefishi Yisrael Tuva, there were not so many Yidden. Tichsev Behu, because it says about the second base of Mikdash, Kol Kal Kayachar, an entire population, Arba Ribay, Alpayim, Shleishmas, Vashishem, it was 42,360 people, and that's mamish nothing, Levian and Kulei Hai, so we don't need so much time to go from Yerushalayim to the furthest Yiddish dwelling because they lived much closer to Yerushalayim. However, Amalei Bayabai told him, Paksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayishu Akayan, Valavim, Vagaymer, and the Kayham, the Levim, and other people, Vamasharim, Vashirim, and the singers, and the gatekeepers, Vachal Yisrael, and all the Yidden, Be'arehem, they lived in their cities. In other words, even though the population during the time of second base of Mikdash was much smaller than the time of the first base of Mikdash, they still lived in the original cities that they lived in previously. There were just fewer people. And therefore, even during the second base of Mikdash, it would take 2 weeks to get to the furthest dwelling place in Eretz Yisrael. And then Kivin Hachi, who since that's the case, Ibn Mastabar actually makes sense to say the opposite. Mikdash Rishon, when we're talking about the first base of Mikdash, Din Fish Yisrael, Tuva, there were so many Yidden, Dimitsavis Alma, many people would gather together, Umishtakhi Shairosa Dazi, Bimbi Mama, Bimbi Lailia. It was easy to find the caravan that was going both during the day and at night. As we would say nowadays, the trains and buses run all day and all night. Levin and Kulei, so we actually don't need so much time. And it actually is not a 2 week journey from Yerushalayim to the furthest Yiddish dwelling because there's always caravans, so you'll be able to jump on a bus right away and it will take you there in a few days. And it's efficient just for 3 days. So you go 3 days there, 3 days back, and 1 day to find your Aveda. Whereas Mikdash Sheni, when we're talking about the second base of Mikdash, Deloin of Yish Yisrael Tuva, there weren't a lot of Yiddin, Vloim Savas Alma, and people were not gathering together so often because again, there weren't so many Yiddin. Vloim Shtaki Shairasa Da'azi Bin Bimamo Bin Bilalia. It wasn't easy to find caravans during the day and at night. So Be'in Kulei Hai, that's why we need a full 2 weeks to have the last Yid get to the furthest Yiddish dwelling in Eretz Yisrael. So according to this, it must be that Aramish is talking about the first base of Mikdash and not the second. Now Rav Amar Rava gives a totally different teretz. Lo Yishlam B'Mikdash Rishon, V'lo Yishlam B'Mikdash Sheni. It doesn't make difference the first or second base of Mikdash. It's all the same. It's 3 days there and 3 days back. Lo Yishrichu Rabbanu B'Aveda Yosher Medai. It's just simply because Rabbanu were not Matriach the finder of the Aveda more than necessary, and therefore they had to put a cap to it somewhere. And that's why they said you have to announce it for 3 Yom Tovim and after last Yontif 7 days Vizehu. And if it takes a person longer than 3 days to get to his house, okay, well tough luck. Now Ravina says, Shrami, does that mean that we learn from here Ki Machriz that when a person announces that he found something, Glima Machriz, that he announces that he found a coat or a garment, if you want to say that he announces, I found a lost object, so we should technically add on another day to give the person time to go through all of his stuff. In other words, if what we're supposed to be announcing is, I found something, and you have to go figure out whether or not you lost something, so we should technically give everyone an extra day, 3 days to get back home, 1 day to spend at home looking to see if you actually lost something, and then another 3 days back, and a day to try to get your lost object. And we wouldn't say that. So it must be that when a person finds something, he doesn't say, I found something. He says, I found this particular item, and it will be very easy for the fellow to realize whether or not he lost that particular item. El Shmamino Glima Machriz, Shmamino. However, Rav Amar Rava says, no, we can even technically say that all person has to announce is, I found an Aveda, a lost object. And the reason why the fellow wouldn't be given an extra day is for the same reason we just said before. There are Bonavar Machiach, a person who found an Aveda more than necessary, and therefore you're given 7 days after the last Yontif, Vizehu. And the Gemara continues to Rabbanu, we have a Braisa. Regal Rishon, the first Yontif that he's announcing this item, Omer he says, Regal Rishon. Rabbi say, this is the first Yontif. Regal Sheni, the second Yontif he's announcing it, Omer he says, Regal Sheni. Chevra, this is the second Regal. And Regal Shlishi, the third Yontif, Omer Stam, he just says, I found something, and he doesn't say what number Yontif this is. Asking where am I? Why would that be? Lema Regal Shlishi. Why not say, this is the third and last chance that you have? And the answer is, we don't want anyone to get confused with the second one. line, because as a person is going back home, intending to look whether or not he lost something, if he's remembering that the announcement made came along with a number, he might get confused and say, oh, this is the second yontif, not the third yontif. And then he's not going to rush back home because he figures, I have another yontif that could come back to Yerushalayim and get my item. But really, it's the third yontif, the guy's going to lose his chance. That's why by the third yontif, we don't say anything. So a person who heard the announcement is going to say, oh, no number was attached to the announcement. It must be this is the last yontif. I better hurry. Or the Gemara asks, Sheini Nami, we should technically have the same problem even by announcing this is the second yontif. He might end up exchanging it for the first one, thinking that this is the first announcement and not the second one. So Gemara says, that's not a problem. Even if he does, we're still going to have the third yontif that's coming. And when the third yontif rolls around and the finder makes an announcement again and he doesn't say the number, the listener is going to say, oh, I thought this was the second yontif, but it's really the third, so I better hurry. And then we're not going to have any issues. And the Gemara continues on, we have a Raisa. Originally, it used to be that anyone that found an Aveda, you would make this announcement for 3 yom, and after the last regal, Shiva yomim, he would wait 7 days, so that the person has 3 days to go home and come back, and 1 day to work out getting his item. However, Mishchar Beis HaMikdash, after Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it should be rebuilt speedily in our days. They made it to kind of the person should make this announcement in Shol and in Beis Medrash. However, once Anasim increased, they announced that a person simply sends out a message to all of his neighbors and his friends, Vidaya, and that's efficient. The Gemara asks, my Mishrabu Anasim, what does that mean once the Anasim increased? The answer is, the army of Eitzel Malka, these Anasim, are people that tattle to the king, and they would say, any lost object belongs to the king. And that means that if a person found something, it was going to get taken away by the king. And therefore, it had to be a private message sent around quietly and not a public announcement in the base of Medrash or Shul. And now we have a story about this from Ami Ashkach, who died in Dinari. Rav Ami found a jug full of dinar and full of money. Chazi hu bar nosh kamirtas. There was a certain fellow that saw Rav Ami was very afraid. So Amalei, he told Rav Ami, don't worry, zil shkoel anafshach, go take it for yourself. Delav persayanan, we're not Persians, darmi of Eitzel Malka, who say that any lost object goes to the king, and therefore you could keep it. And Tanarban, we have a braisa. Evan Tayin, Haisab Yerushalayim. There was an Evan Tayin, which is literally translated as a claimant's stone, which was in Yerushalayim. And Kol Misha Avdala Aveda, anyone who lost an Aveda, Nifn al Sham, he would turn over there. Kol Misha Maitz Aveda, Nifn al Sham, anyone who found something, he would turn over there. Zel Ibn Machers, this one would stand on the soapbox, and he would announce, I found something. Vizel Ibn Unais and Simonim, and this one would stand up and give the Simonim. Vinoitlan, he would take it. Vizuhi Shaninu, and that's the understanding of what we learned. Mesechus Tainis, Tsururuim, Nimchas Evan Atayin, go and say that Evan Atayin was washed away. And this is the famous story where there wasn't any rain, so they went to Chani, who was a tzaddik. He stood up, drew a circle around himself, and told Hashem, I'm not leaving until you make it rain. So first it thundered crazy rain, and then it started doing very light rain, and then it was raining good rain, but then there was too much of it, and started flooding everyone's houses and fields. So they went to Chani and said, please daven for rain to stop. He said, I can't daven for rain to stop. You don't daven for a good thing to stop. Part of that, he told them, go and see if the Evan Atayin has been washed away, and that's what we're referring to when we say Evan Atayin. And moving on to another mission, the mission tells us, Amar Saveda Voloy Amar Simonel. Let's say a fellow claims it's his Aveda, and he identifies what it is, but he didn't say the Simonim. He didn't give any identifying features. Lo Yitin Lo, it can't be given to him. But Ramai, and we're dealing with a trickster, swindler, a guy whom we know is dishonest, Af Misha Amar Simonel, even if he says the Simonim, Lo Yitin Lo, we don't give it. Shemar, because the Pasuk says, Adra Shechicha Eisai. And what do we learn from this? Ashe Tidrash Esachicha Im Ramai Huam Einai Ramai. It means you have to seek from your brother to determine whether or not he's a Ramai, and if you know that he's a Ramai, so you don't give it back to him, even though he gives you the Simonim. Now, Itmar was stated, Rav Yudam Rav Yudah says, Aved Samachres. A person announces very simply, I found something. And then you have to go to him and tell him what he found. Rav Nachman says, Glima Machres. No, you announce that you found a garment or whatever it is that you found. And then the fellow has to come along and give Simonim. Now, Rav Yudah says, Aved Samachres, that you announce, I found something. Diamond Glima Machres. If you want to say that you announce, I found a coat, well, Chashin will Ramai. You have to be Chashin for a trickster. What would this dishonest guy do? Well, let's say Reuven overheard his neighbor Shimon saying, oh man, I can't believe it, I lost my coat. Well, he knows what Shimon's coat looks like. And now he hears an announcement, I found a coat. So of course his Rama's going to come along and say, oh, I lost a coat. And he's going to give the Simonim because it's his neighbor's coat. So that's why you just have to announce, I found a lost object. And that's going to prevent Ramayim. However, Rav Nachman says, Glima Machriz, you announce that you found a coat because the Rama Lechashinon. We don't have to be Chayshish for Ramay. Dim Kain, if so, if you're going to be Chayshish for this, Ain't Ladavar Saif. There's no end to it. What does that mean? Well, we technically could still have the same case. Even if Beryl announces, I found something, and he doesn't say that he found a coat, but Reuven still could have overheard his neighbor Shimon saying, I can't believe I lost my fur coat. And then Reuven would go over to Beryl and say, oh, if you found a coat, then here are the simonim. And therefore, not chayshish for a Ramai, says Rav Nachman. Now, the Gemara tells us, Tanan, our mission says, Amar Saveda Vloyas Amar Simonel, Harizul Yitan Loi. If the person identified the Aveda, the lost object, but he didn't identify the simonim, so you can't give it to him. Now, Yam Rabishlam Aved Samachris, if you want to say, like Rav Yehuda, that all we announce is, I found the lost object, well, Hakamash Mulan. So the mission is telling us that Avagav the Amar Glima, even though although the fellow came along and said, I know what the lost object was, it was a coat. Since he didn't give the simonim, we're not going to return it to him. And therefore the Mishnah would make sense. But if you want to say like Rav Nachman, if the finder announces that he found a coat, well then how does our Mishnah make sense? Amar ihu glima, the finder says, I found a coat. Amar ihu glima, and the claimed owner says, oh, you found a coat. Do I really have to tell you, that if the fellow didn't give simonim, you're not going to give it back to him? Of course you're not going to give it back to him. It's a very silly exchange. I found a coat. Oh, I lost a coat. Of course he's not going to get it if he didn't give simonim. So what's the Mishnah telling us? It must be the whole like Rav Yehuda that aved some machriz. However, Amar Safar, Safar says it's not a raya. Lo'ayim glima machriz, we could really say, like Rav Nachman, that he announces he found a coat. And how do we understand this? Amar iu glima. The finder says, I found a coat. V'amar iu simonim. And the other guy gave the simonim. And umay loy amar es simoneha. What does the Mishnah mean when he says the guy didn't give the simonim? We just said he gave simonim. It means loy amar simonim of hakim dida. He didn't give any unique identifying features. He just said a general simon. Well, Beryl gets up in BMG and says, I found a coat. And then Shmuel comes along and says, oh, it's my coat. It's black. Well, everyone wears black coats. So even though he gave a simon, he gave the color, he's still not going to get it back because we need a simon muvak. And continuing, we had said, if he's a rami, he's a dishonest fellow. Even though he gave simonim, we're not going to give it back to him. And Tanarban, we have Raisa. Originally used to be anyone that lost something. He would give the simonim and he would take it. However, Mishrabar Aramayan, once dishonest people increased, his skinu they were mtaken shu aimrim loy, that they would tell a fellow, you have to bring edim that you're not a dishonest fellow. The title, and then you can get it back based off of simonim. And we have a story about this. The father of Papa, he lost a donkey, and it was found. Also, he came to Rabbi Rav Huna, and Amalei, he told the father of Papa, Zil Isi Sadi Dlav Ramayat, go bring Edim that you're not dishonest, Vital, and then you can get it back. So, Azal Isi Sadi, he came and brought Edim, and Amalehu, Rabbi Rav Huna, asked them, Yadisun Bey de Ramayhu, do you know if he's a Ramay? Amalei, they told him, in yes. So, Amalehu, the father of Papa, told them, Anora Ma'ano, I'm dishonest? What's that supposed to mean? So, Amalei, they responded, Anan Lav Ramayat Kamrinon, we're trying to say that you're not a Ramay. We were asked, do you know if this guy's a Ramay? And when we said yes, we meant to say, yeah, we know that he's not a Ramay. And Rabbi Rav Huna said, it's logical to say a person is not going to bring a chayv, something negative on himself. And if the father of Papa brought these two fellows to testify for him, they obviously were trying to say that he's not a Ramay and not that he is a Ramay. And on to another Mishnah, over here we're going to be discussing how long a fellow has to keep an Aveda for. Does he have to keep it forever or no? So Mishnah says, if the thing that he found produces and can get fed based off of that, yasav yoichel, so it should produce and get fed. For example, as we're going to see in the Mishnah, a cow or a donkey. And therefore the cow or donkey would work, that generates income, and the income is used for the upkeep of this lost donkey or cow that was found. However, something that does not produce, like we're going to see, a rooster doesn't do anything besides cluck around to make noise. Yimachah, the founder, sells it and keeps the money. Shenemar says in the pasuk, and you shall return it to him. And what do we learn from here? You shall see to it how you can return it to him in the best possible way. I think Gemara is going to explain this in greater detail. The Mishnah continues, what's done with the funds from the sale of this item that was found? So Tarfon says, the finder can use this money, if it's lost, so he would have to replace it. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says, he's not allowed to use them, he has to put them in a safe place. If they get lost, he's not chayv to replace them. And so now the Gemara asks on the first part of the Mishnah, forever, let's say you found something that produces, and therefore that generated income can be used to pay for its upkeep. But do you have forever? So Rav Nachman, Rav Shmuel, he answers, you only have to keep it up until 12 months. And Tanya, we have a verse just like this, anything he produces and eats, for example, a cow or a donkey, the finder has to deal with them for 12 months, but after that, he simply evaluates their value, sells them, and then takes the money and puts it to the side. However, if he found a calf or a young donkey and they don't produce anything, he would have to deal with them for 3 months. From there on, he can evaluate them, sell them, keep the money, and put it to the side. Male geese and roosters, which are male chickens, he would have to deal with them for 30 days because these don't produce at all. And Aron Nachman Yitzchak tells as follows, Tarnagoyles kebehemagasa, a hen, meaning a female chicken, that's a kebehemagasa, because it produces eggs, and those eggs could be sold, and the money used to pay for its upkeep. And Tainamahakhli Rabbisa just like this, Tarnagoyle ubehemagasa, a hen and a large animal, one would have to deal with them for 12 months, agal musyachim, calves and young donkeys, one would have to deal with them for 30 days, afterwards he sells them, takes the money, and puts it to the side. Avazu Tarnagoylem, male geese and roosters, and anything that it costs more to deal with it than the actual money it could make, he only has to deal with them for 3 days. Afterwards, he takes their money and puts it to the side. We have a stira between these two brises. The first brise says agal musyachim has to be dealt with for 3 months. The second one says they have to be dealt with for 30 days. And by the same token, the first brise says that avazim mutar agalim has to be dealt with for 30 days. whereas the second brayso says only 3 days. What's going on over here? And so we answer, there's no steer between the agalim and siyachim of the first brayso and the second one. The first brayso that says you have to deal with them for 3 months is talking about where there's pasture, so they could go out and graze over there. It doesn't cost so much to maintain them. And the second brayso is talking about petuma, which means fattening, which means you have to pay for feed because maybe it's in the city or there's not so much pasture, and therefore you only have to deal with them for 30 days. And avazim tarnagolim, there's also a steer between the first and second brayso in regards to avazim tarnagolim because habarabri habazotri. The second brayso is talking about very large ones which eat a lot, and therefore you only have to deal with them for 3 days. Whereas the first brayso is talking about small ones that eat very little, and therefore you'd have to deal with them for 30 days. And we explain the next part of Mishnah, she'ino isav eichel, if it doesn't produce and eat, so then you would sell it. And now we explain further, Tanur Rabbanan, the brayso says, v'ashivay soiloi, the pasuk says, and you shall return it to him. And what does that mean? Re'eh hech tishiven uloi, you shall see to it the best way to return it to him, which means, shelo yachal egel la'agolim, usiyach l'siyachin, avzal la'avazim, v'tarnal gol tarnagolim, you don't want the finder to keep this thing that he found and spend so much money on its upkeep that he's going to end up spending the price of this item on it, and by the time the owner comes to get it, the finder is going to say, well, I found your calf, but it cost me so much to pay for its upkeep, you owe me that amount of money, and the guy's not going to end up getting his calf back. That would not be a fulfillment of the pasuk vashi vaysaloi, and therefore, as we clarified in these brises, the finder only has to maintain these things up until a certain point, then afterwards he's just going to sell them and return that money to the owner. We're going to stop you for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about what's done with this money. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.